All right, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, January the 24th, 11:18 p.m. I got it in right before Monday. Love this, you know, y'all know I love to do this shit at night, late. You know, for all my sports fans, you know, I grew up a sports fanatic, man. The first thing, you know, I love, grew up playing basketball, baseball, all that shit. Grew up watching wrestling. And as a kid, my favorite wrestler was Sting and shit. I used to love Sting, Lex Luthor, Million Dollar Man, shit, Ultimate Warrior, all them motherfuckers, Undertaker. I used to like Roddy Piper. Man, me and my friends used to have wrestling parties and shit. You know, my boy John Pete. Desmond, a lot of other guys, my brothers. This shit was crazy. We liked The Rock, of course, Stone Cold. But I grew up a huge sports fanatic, loved wrestling right up until high school, until people started telling me, you know, that shit ain't real. I was like, man, y'all got me fucked up. This shit. It's the best shit ever. And they was like, nah, you know, it's choreographed. They know who gonna win the shit before, you know, the match start. I was like, but I see these motherfuckers bleeding and all that. They was like, yes, that blood and shit be real. But they still know who gonna win this shit. And, you know, I was hearing whispers of the shit. My daddy was like, yeah, he think that shit fake. And then they came out with a story like on 2020 or some shit. And they showed how, yeah, the blood and shit and all that shit be real. And motherfucker getting hit with a chair. That shit can, you know, you can really, really hurt yourself. But the shit is predetermined. Who gonna win this goddamn match? And I said all that just to say this. The NFL is just as fake as wrestling. To all my sports fans out there, you motherfuckers listen at me real, real good. The NFL is just as fake as wrestling. When they get in the fucking playoffs, that shit is fucking predetermined. There's a reason why they had Tom Brady sorry ass going every other year to the goddamn Super Bowl. It's a reason why he beat all these teams that was better than his team. Come on now, this shit predetermined. Patrick Mahomes, he playing against Mahomes. They're going to get a lot of publicity. The NFL smart. They're going to take a week, 2 weeks to promote this shit, try to make it the biggest shit ever. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. They let Patrick Mahomes win last year because he wasn't supposed to win that Super Bowl. So now he owe these motherfuckers one. So there you go. Brady win the Super Bowl. Y'all the motherfuckers know I've been talking about this type of shit. Been talking about it. So to all my people who lost a lot of money today, and the week before, and the week before that, and you're going to lose a lot of money 2 weeks from now. This shit is like wrestling. This shit is predetermined. All right? This shit is sports entertainment. Anytime you got money, people betting on games and shit, this shit going to always be predetermined. The only sports right now is the swag fucking football, the swag basketball, and baseball and shit. That's all shit that's the team that's supposed to win always win. Because ain't nobody betting on that shit. Now that we got Dion, we might get people betting on it. And hey, they might start rigging it, our football games and shit up. Who knows? But as of right now, that's the only game in sports, conference in sports, that's not rigged. SWAC, football, baseball, basketball, all that good shit. Golf. That's on shit that ain't real. The rest of this shit is predetermined. It's faker than wrestling. So, yeah, and I grew up a huge sports fanatic. And once I found that out about wrestling, I stopped watching this shit. Same with football and basketball. Once I figured out that the shit was predetermined, was just as fake as wrestling, I stopped watching the shit. Because this shit is sports entertainment. It's meant to entertain you, keep you distracted. So, you know, you won't be reading books, studying laws and shit that these motherfuckers doing behind our backs and shit. Well, shit, now they doing shit in your face. They showing you with this vaccine, the NFL talking about, we gonna let 7,500 healthcare workers who've been vaccinated come to the Super Bowl. It shouldn't be a stipulation on the healthcare workers. If they healthcare workers, you should say, hey, we're going to let 7,500 healthcare workers come to the Super Bowl. Not the ones that took the vaccine. Just need to be whoever. Because they deserve the shit. But that's the propaganda. And they know 99% of the population dumb as a motherfucker. And the 1% trying to wake up the 99. So, NFL is fucking rigged. We all been knowing this shit. You can go look up. They start rigging the Super Bowl. They start rigging shit up Super Bowl III. And it was a story that I watched in real time. Bubba Smith, he used to be on Police Academy and shit. Big black guy. And I can't remember what team Bubba Smith was on, but they was playing against Joe Namath, New York Jets. Joe Namath was larger than life. You know what I'm saying? They called him Broadway Joe. So the team Bubba Smith was on was a dominant team, crazy team. Bubba Smith said every time they got down to the red zone, about to score a touchdown, the quarterback would throw an interception. He said, every time. So eventually, Broadway Joe and the Jets, they beat these motherfuckers. And Bubba Smith said it was so shocking because they knew they were so much better than them and they had already planned an after party because they knew they was going to beat these motherfuckers because they knew they was way better than Broadway Joe now. You know, they was a huge, Broadway Joe now was a huge underdog in that Super Bowl. And Bubba Smith say they get to the after party, the quarterback, the only motherfucker, dancing and shit. Everybody else sad and depressed. And Bubba say that's when it dawned on him. Damn, this motherfucker threw the game. And he said the quarterback just a dancing. He said he walked up to the motherfucker and said, I know what you did. And he said he just popped his ass and walked out the goddamn party. He said that's when he realized the shit was rigged up. And he said it's been rigged ever since. And, of course, I know a lot of friends. I got a lot of friends of mine who have played in the NFL, still in the NFL. And I always bring this shit up to them. And they don't want to say what Bobby's saying this shit. You know, they don't want their name to be attached to me saying that the NFL rigged. All the motherfuckers say, you know, you got some say, well, anything possible. Some have said, well, the only person who would know is the quarterback. Some have said, only people that know is the coaches and the quarterback. I play defense, so I wouldn't know. So it's been a lot of answers I didn't got over the years, but the one answer I never got was you a goddamn lie. They never, none of these motherfuckers have ever said you lying. They never said, man, you lying, that shit ain't real. They all say the same shit. Oh, I don't know. Oh, or the quarterback will know, or the coaches will know. Well, anything is possible. Motherfuckers all say this, say that crazy shit, but they never said, nah, you lying. None of them. So I'm telling you, motherfuckers, you gotta look at this shit business-wise. Who the bets, you know, how people betting. If a lot of people betting on this team, then that team probably gonna lose. It's just how this shit goes, so the house can win. It's just how this shit go. So that's why the games are rigged, because people bet on games. So it have to be rigged. Swag football, basketball, baseball, none of that shit will ever be rigged, because it's not enough people betting on this shit or going to the boat, placing bets, going to the casinos, placing bets like we do for college, other college football or basketball or NFL. So I just wanted to speak on this shit. The NFL is faker than wrestling, just in case if you didn't know that. All right? Hey, you've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I appreciate you guys. Go get the merch. The link is in every bio, every description, I mean, of every podcast. Click on it. Get yourself something nice if you want to support. And thank you guys for listening. Until next time.